This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. On the morning of December 14, 2012, a lone gunman shot his way into Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. He killed 20 children and 6 adults before turning the gun on himself, all within about 11 minutes. In the days and weeks after the shooting, gun control advocates called for stricter gun laws. Gun rights advocates, like the National Rifle Association's Wayne LaPierre, called for more guns in schools.
The only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
The debate continues. Delegate John Cluster, Republican of Baltimore County, is sponsoring a bill in the General Assembly that would require every school in Maryland to have an armed school resource officer. A House committee heard testimony last week. Delegate Cluster joins us by phone from Annapolis. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being with us. And here in the studio with me is Kate Rabb. She's Education Policy Director at the nonprofit Advocates for Children and Youth. Welcome to the show, Kate.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Delegate Cluster, why should public schools across the state be required to invest in something like a school resource officer that they, up to this point, have decided is not necessary?
Well, a lot of them do already have school resource officers. In Baltimore County, we actually have at least one in every high school, one in every middle school, and I'd like to see them go in all the schools. There's about 600 resource officers around the state. We need an additional 900 to fill the schools, and it's about safety. And well, there's two reasons. Safety is number one. As you just said, it was 11 minutes that suspect was inside the school, and you saw 26 people were killed. It's a matter of timing to get there. I think the first officer arrived on the scene 7.5 minutes after the call went out. In Colorado, we just had one recently, a school shooting. One of, as I might say, and since 2013, we'd have 94 school shootings since 2013. But the one in Colorado, there was a resource officer in the school. It took him 45 seconds to get there, and only one person was injured. So I think first and foremost, it's a matter of, you know, having somebody there to protect our kids. Secondly, I think it's a good role model for youngsters. You know, as a former police officer myself, I can tell you that, you know, you make friends with these kids and, you know, you become friendly with them and they see you in a different perspective than what they do on a normal basis, which is about 75% of the time. It's a negative contact with the police. We're writing you a ticket. We're, you know, coming to your house to handle a call. We're coming to a domestic or we're locking somebody up. So I think that it's twofold.
Kate Rabb, you don't believe this is a good idea.
I don't.
Why not?
Studies show that SROs in schools don't make schools safer. We see the same
school resource officers,
law enforcement officers. We see the same level of serious crimes in schools that have resource officers and those that don't. But what we do know is that schools that have these law enforcement officers have those officers handle low-level behaviors that educators traditionally have dealt with through the regular discipline process. And we really don't need the criminal justice system handling routine discipline problems. And not only that, but we know that the children who are disproportionately sent into the criminal justice system are students of color and students with disabilities. And given all of this research and the fact that we know that there was, in fact, an SRO at Columbine when that tragedy happened, there is no evidence showing that having people in these schools to police children will make them any safer.
Can I jump in real quick about, she mentioned Columbine. Back in Columbine, there was a different model for active shooters. Back in Columbine, the rules, you know, for engagement were that even though there was an officer on the scene, he was to leave the building, wait for the SWAT team to get there, and then re-enter. That has changed. The rules, you know, for active shooters now, the first officer on the scene goes into the building. So, when they use Columbine, the police department's learned from Columbine because of what our active shooter policy was. So we've completely revamped our active shooter policy to make sure that the first officer there does go into the building.
But still, you and Kate, in a way, are, I think, talking about different issues. You, Delegate Cluster, are focusing on the intruder who comes in from the outside and is a danger to students. And Kate, you're talking about the activities within the school that might be a danger to students. I don't even know how to ask which is the higher priority. Kate, you're with me, so I'll...
Well, I mean, I think... And Delegate Cluster did also mention this idea of the role model, the person in the school
right.
who's interacting with kids every day. And I think that's really what we're experiencing, what the children in our schools are experiencing, is the police officer who they're interacting with every day and who are not really having the proper training to deal with young people and the problems that they're facing. And we do see, as a result, children being let out in handcuffs for behaviors that otherwise would have just been dealt with in the general education system. For example, a public defender who I work with, who deals with Baltimore City, has had two cases this year of children being brought into the criminal justice system because of a theft of Pokemon cards. In the end, they thought it was because there was an unfair trade. And General Delegate Cluster's bill would put SROs in elementary schools to continue that pattern of our youngest kids having some behavioral problems handled by law enforcement rather than handled by teachers and others in the school who really are trained to know what's educationally appropriate, how to teach kids better behavior, and how to reintegrate them into the school system rather than push them out and lead them down this path.
Delegate Cluster, I want your response to that, but let me just first say this is Marilyn Morning on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast speaking with Kate Rabb, Education Policy Director at Advocates for Children and Youth. And with us by phone is Delegate John Cluster, a retired Baltimore County police sergeant who's introduced a bill in the General Assembly to require all public schools in Maryland to have school resource officers with guns. Delegate Cluster, what about this issue that when there are police in the schools, discipline problems more often are likely to be treated as crimes?
Well, she's citing Baltimore City, and Baltimore City has a different setup than the rest of the state. Baltimore City has school police officers. They don't have school resource officers. So they're not trained like all of the other school resource officers are around the state. There's an organization out there that trains that we require in Baltimore County, and most school districts do require these officers to go to this training where they're taught how to interact with the kids, how to handle the kids. And unfortunately, in Baltimore City, they don't have that. So she's citing incidents in Baltimore City. In Baltimore County, we don't have that problem. In fact, in Baltimore County, one of the schools in my district, and there was an officer named Tony Barr, who was a very good friend of mine. We worked together for years. He was so well-respected in the schools that he stopped more incidents than occurred because the kids in the school actually trusted him. They looked up to him as a role model, and they would come to him and say, you know, Officer Tony, Jimmy John's going to smack Joe in the head at lunchtime because over a girlfriend or over a couple dollars or something. What Tony would do would call those two into his office, straighten out the problem before it happened, and it was resolved. The fact of the matter is that other than making an arrest, which a lot of times the officers are called to the school to do that anyway, the principal has more authority in that school than the school resource officer does. So they're not there to lock people up. And in jurisdictions around the state that have trained resource officers, that's not occurring. That's why I'd like to see all of our resource officers, including Baltimore City, go to these training sessions. And they're required to go, you know, it's a 40 to 80-hour class, and then they're required every year to go back for retraining. So they learn all the new models out there.
Let me let Kate respond.
It is true that I cited one example from Baltimore City, but the data that I'm talking about based on national studies, and I also know from the advocates and public defenders I work with throughout the state that there are various examples, very much like the one I gave from Baltimore City, about kids having their regular behavior being criminalized. It's also the case that when we're thinking about the fact of all of these SROs being put in every school across the state, that it's incredibly expensive, especially at a time when we're seeing with the governor's budget cuts over $144 million being cut from schools, and schools are facing significant teacher layoffs. In Baltimore City, it's about 400 teachers alone. It's coming out of this the same pot of money, the Education Trust Fund, which is causing where the cuts have come, that's causing a lot of these layouts. And this essentially means that because of this bill, the choice is either putting teachers in classrooms who really know how to deal with kids and work with kids, or having law enforcement officers patrol our hallways. And to me, the choice is clear.
Delegate Cluster, I know you think that the price tag of $100 million that Legislative Services in Annapolis put on your bill is too high.
Yes.
But it would cost something. It would cost tens of millions.
It would. It would cost about $22 to $23 million. And let's go back to to what the young lady said, I mean, they're not cutting money from the school budgets. What they're doing is they're not getting the increase they expected to get. So the same teachers that were hired last year under the current budget, like in Baltimore County, we're getting an additional $28 to $30 million. If we can't keep those same teachers, you know, with that additional money, then there's something wrong with our budgeting process. So, you know, the rhetoric down here is you're cutting. No, we're not cutting. What we're doing is you're not getting the amount of money that you are expected to get, but you're still getting an increase. The majority of the counties around the state are getting an increase. So you're right, it is expensive. But again, ask those parents in Sandy Hook how much their kids are worth. You know, I mean, you don't want to – I've seen kids that were, you know, killed. My first SWAT operation, that I ran a SWAT team for 7 years, I had to go into a house where three kids were killed with a shotgun, and they're huddled in the corner, and ages like 8 or 9 months to about 6 or 7 years old. It's something that nobody should have to see and nobody should have to go through, and I that's what I'm trying to stop.
Kate Rabbit?
Well, I mean, it's a different conversation, but I disagree with the concept of we're not getting – education budget cuts. In Baltimore City alone, we're facing $35 million in cuts. 10.5 are coming because of the inflation factor, which has been stopped, and the 50% cut in the geographic cost of education index is another over $11 million. And so there's significant costs, significant cuts, and we're facing $400 million in 400 teacher jobs potentially lost. But the point is that having SROs in schools doesn't make schools safer. It causes criminalization of our kids because of the day-to-day interactions. And there's no evidence that it would stop a horrible situation like a mass shooter in the school. There's plenty of evidence that it would cause our kids to go into the criminal justice system.
We're out of time and have to leave it there, but I'm grateful to both of you for flagging some of the issues for us. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Delegate John Cluster of Baltimore County, a Republican, he's introduced a bill in the General Assembly that would require all public schools in Maryland to have school resource officers with guns. Kate Rabb is Education Policy Director at Advocates for Children and Youth. More information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cass. Stay with us. Ahead, music that traces 20th century Jewish musical and cultural lives. 88.1.